The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Now today we go to Jerusalem, we can see the temple was destroyed. Upon it is built a mosque. Anyway, the sign of God is that all human things will end. But it's important what the book of Revelation is saying. "Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." This crown of life is eternal joy. It's important to follow the will of God for each one of us. God is promising fruitful for all our life. It's important that we live not following worldly things, but following His will. Each one of our will, God's will for us, each one of us is different, but it's wholesome. It's a blessing. Just praise the Lord, whatever you encounter in your life, because Jesus knows us very well. He gives us sufficient grace to overcome all difficulties. So don't worry about what will happen. It's important that your heart be at peace. Just enjoy every day your life. This is the only time you can say yes to the will of God the Father. This is a time you can enjoy eternal life. Don't wait so much think of will be tomorrow. Jesus also many times tells us, don't worry things about tomorrow. Important to live today. Only today you can live well the will of God for you.